Principally, the immigration department are looking to see that there is no security objection to a long-stay foreign national resident of Hong Kong becoming a permanent resident and securing the right of abode in the process. Therefore, if there is a history of serious criminal activity, then you can expect the Immigration Department to look at that from the perspective of a security objection. However, in the normal course of transacting and doing business in Hong Kong, if you find yourself on the wrong end of perhaps some government fines for non-compliance with, say, company law or other licensing requirements, or you found yourself in a bit of hot water with possibly some other civil partner that you're having some kind of civil dispute with, and that's working its way through the judicial process. None of those things would typically amount to a security objection which would preclude your business partner from securing the right of abode. Unless what you are saying relates to something of quite significant weight, all things considered, because the details are not actually provided, my advice would be that it's probably not going to have any impact on your partner's permanent residency application whatsoever. Okay, I hope you found that useful.